We thank the Lord for life spared to another broadcast time. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned to the station, trusting that the Lord will take us, take our broadcast, and make it a blessing to you today.
Hallelujah. Gino.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We're so thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. We're trusting that as our broadcast service goes forth to this precious congregation today, you will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Authority in Morality. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, and verse 10. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Christians today are confronted with many conflicting views of morality. People have different opinions concerning what is right and what is wrong. What once was generally accepted as good and true is now challenged. Also, what once was considered wrong is now accepted as being all right. Some businesses expect their employees to lie, especially salespeople. How does one know what is right and what is wrong in moral matters? Most people have a sense of right and wrong, but their opinions vary greatly. For the true Christian, the answer is simple: the Bible, the Holy Word of God. First, let us consider what many accept as authority in morality. First of all, their feelings. If it feels good, it must be all right. The Bible warns against trusting in feelings. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we read in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. We also read in Proverbs 28 and 26, He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Pretty strong words. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. That's Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. It is not within man that walketh to direct his own path. That's why we're told to trust in the Lord and lean not unto our own understanding. Many people have made shipwreck by following their own feelings. Now, another thing that people use is their conscience. Conscience is not always reliable. Paul speaks of some having their conscience seared with a hot iron, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. And anyone who has their conscience seared with a hot iron is not going to have much conscience at all. In fact, Paul was following his own conscience when he was persecuting the church of God. Yes, Paul persecuted and wasted the church of God, he said, and Paul was following his own conscience when he did it. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Acts chapter 26 and verse 9. Yes, when Paul was persecuting the church there in Jerusalem, standing there watching them stone Stephen to death, other things that he did, then he got authority from the religious leaders in Jerusalem to go to Damascus. If he found any followers of this heretic Jesus, he was going to treat them the same way. Again, he said he thought in himself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ. So he was following his own conscience, and his conscience was leading him wrong. Now, another thing many people seem to depend on is their friends. Everyone else is doing it, so if everyone else is doing it, then it must be all right, and I'll go ahead and I'll do it too. Does a majority make a thing right or moral? Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you follow the majority as pictured here in this passage of Scripture that I have just read, you would be traveling the broad road, and that broad road leads to destruction. And so if you are following the majority, more than likely you are following a wrong path. You are going the wrong way. Let me read that Scripture again. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So the few were traveling the right way. They were traveling the narrow way that leads to life eternal. In Noah's day, you would have perished in the flood if you would have followed the multitude. Yes, you would have perished in the flood, for only Noah's family believed his preaching and teaching and went in the ark with him. Everyone who believed Noah's preaching, everyone who was willing to obey the voice of God, you know, the Bible speaks of Noah as a preacher of righteousness. Everyone that was willing to obey God went in the ark. The multitude that was destroyed in the flood were those who rejected the message. And I say, if you would have chosen to go with the multitude, you would have perished in the flood, and you would not have gone in the ark. Now in Joshua's day, you would have perished in the wilderness if you would have followed the majority. Remember, Joshua or Moses had sent 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan. And whenever they returned, only Joshua and Caleb believed that they were able to possess the land. The 10 said, no, we can't do that. Our women would be ravaged, our children would be slain, and so on and so forth. And so if you would have followed the majority then, you would have ended up wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. So it would not have been wise to follow the majority in that instance. Now the preacher, the priest, or rabbi says it's all right. Surely these supposed men of God must be right. Are they really men of God? Notice what Jesus said. Some are blind leaders of the blind. And he said that both shall fall in the ditch. Matthew chapter 15, verses 12 through 14. What Paul said, notice what Paul said. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. That's 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14. And Paul goes on to say that their end shall be according to their works. So the majority of ministers, and I say this kindly, without judgmental speaking, the majority of ministers today are not ministers of God. And they are not preaching God's message. They are not lifting up a standard for the people. Now, if you disagree with that, I challenge you to take your Bible and honestly and sincerely study it, read it, and compare it to what many preachers are preaching today. The Christian's authority in morality. Let us look at that for a few moments. Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. That's what he told the disciples shortly before he ascended back to heaven. All power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So whenever you think about Christians and the Christian's authority in moral things, then look at Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the embodiment of truth. He himself said, as recorded in St. John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, if Jesus Christ was here today, many multitudes of religious people would reject him and would be ready to crucify him afresh and anew, because he dared to tell the people the truth. You know, it seems like some people get the idea that if a preacher preaches something that offends somebody, they ought not to preach that. Look at the scriptures. Look at the life of Jesus. How many people did he offend? Not because he spoke harshly or cruelly to them, but because he spoke the truth. One time he told the people, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. Now, he wasn't talking about eating his literal flesh or drinking his literal blood. That was, drinking blood was forbidden by the old covenant and by the new covenant as well. So Jesus was not talking about literal flesh or literal blood. What he was saying, unless you take me, unless you take my teachings and live them out in your life, you have no part with me. And what happened? The Bible tells us that many went back and followed him no more. Why? Because they said, this is a hard saying. And he turned to the disciples and he said, will you go away also? In other words, he was saying to the disciples, I have presented the message. I have presented the truth. The people have gone away, but I am not going to change the message because I have presented to them the true message. Will you go away also? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? You are the one that has the words of eternal life. And that's still true today. So, beloved, the multitude is not the ones that are to be followed. Christ is the one that is to be followed. His teachings are the ones that we are to accept and live out in our lives day by day. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And what is the bread that we are to live by? Jesus Christ said, I am the bread that came down from heaven, and he is the bread that we must eat. We must take the word of God and live it out in our lives day by day. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's a scripture out of the book of Deuteronomy that Jesus was quoting when he was resisting that temptation of the devil, when the devil tried to get him to turn stones into bread. Now, according to the Apostle Paul, God has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ. So I say again, the Christian's authority in moral things and in everything, the Christian's authority is in Jesus Christ. For, again, Paul said, and this was spoken on Mars Hill there in Athens, Greece, that God hath appointed a day in the which he shall judge the world by that man whom he hath ordained. So, beloved, Jesus also delegates authority to his apostles. Yes, Jesus delegates authority to his apostles. He said to his apostles, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And his church has the commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And yet today, the Lord calls ministers, and he calls them to lift up a standard for the people. Paul told Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so Jesus Christ has delegated authority to men to preach his gospel today. And we are to receive him and to receive his word. For he said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 40. The Spirit of truth was given to them to teach Christ's doctrine. The apostles' doctrine is the standard for Christians on all points. God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 7. But fornication and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 3. God calls ministers today to preach his gospel. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. What a serious commandment and what a serious obligation, because we, as ministers of the gospel, must answer to God for every message we preach. Not only the people who hear us, but we ourselves are responsible to God, and we are to preach his word, and we must give an account to the Lord for every message we preach. Many people go through life confused about moral issues. Christians need not be confused. The truth is in Jesus Christ and in his word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 and 6. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing this message with this precious people today. We are thankful for your truth And we're thankful for the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand and to know the truth. We pray that the Holy Spirit will do His office work today among our congregation, and good will be accomplished. You will be pleased with all that is said and done. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. Again, I'd like to offer you a little booklet. I know that the truths contained in this booklet is contrary to much of what you hear in the religious world today, but I'd like for you to have this little booklet, and it's entitled, Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. This is a small booklet. It'll not weary you in reading it, but it will be of interest to you if you are really seeking the truth. So we'll send it to you free and postage paid if you'll just write and ask for it. Now, our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our Sunday services, and you may do so by going to our webpage and joining us there. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening worship service begins at 6. And, of course, that's Eastern time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Firmly trust
in God through
every care.
Be true and fearless stand, and with this grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our power high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those that seek His face. Be strong.
Pastor
3 in pastor. the pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust. Fearless stand, and with this grace and strength be.